Chapter 11, verse. Now, I love this. I got to throw, because this point, I'm free indeed, is about grace. And I want you to see in Romans chapter 11, verse 6, just one verse in the middle of an immense conversation. If by grace, then it is no longer of works. Oh, there you broke your religious heart. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. Yeah. But if it is of works, it's no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What is he saying there? Yeah. Honey, you ain't blending these babies and making a milkshake. Your religious milkshake of the day. Balancing grace and the law. Now you want to get me to go beyond the compost leaves. Rubbish! You cannot balance them. Why do you think Paul in the Roman epistle talked about antinomianism before it was even been mentioned by some poor deluded fellow? Because if you preach the gospel of grace, it is so powerful and so frightening and so threatening to the law, you have to make some explanations.
Yeah, you do.
And then tell them to mind their own business.
Amen.
If it's grace, it's not works, and if it's works, it's not grace. And so what works are you working on to show how good and religious and righteous you are? I want to know about those works. Some of you went to bed good a couple of nights this week because your works were so good. You wicked person.
Yeah, right.
No, I was good. You are wicked of the new creation.
Yes.
You can go all the way back to thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. That's the law, which is impossible. Just give me one, like that, and I'm done. Because I can't always. I mean, I meant to. Have you ever meant to and didn't?
Oh, yes.
It's either grace or it's works.
Yeah.
Well, you say, what are you saying? I can live like hell and go to heaven? No, I'm saying you've got the Holy Ghost inside you, and he's going to write in your heart and a soft heart. He's taken your wicked heart out. You've got a sorry flesh, and he sets the timetable of sanctification. Adam and Eve were righteous without the law. Abraham was righteous without the law. Ooh, the father of faith. Our spiritual father was righteous without the law. Job was righteous without the law. I think you'll make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you've got something they didn't have, the indwelling Holy Ghost. Yeah. We don't make enough of a fuss about Ephesians 1:13. Carl, I've got a series I'm almost ready to preach on, Randall, and I've been playing with this darling for a long time, the seal of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing automatic about it. There's nothing silent about it. There's nothing quiet about it. There's nothing private about it. The seal of the Holy Ghost is the mark in your life.
That's it. Amen.
That the Holy Ghost has been doing something and is doing something and
yes.
will be doing something.
Yes.
Amen. I got saved.
Hallelujah.
I heard Ephesians 1:13 preached on for the first time in my life 3 years after I got saved by a 98-year-old man in Pietermaritzburg. Isn't that something? He was so old up there and I was just a young man. I thought, that man's going to die before he gets through his sermon. I can't remember who it was. He was ancient. Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was really ancient. Feeble. The confession of those dancing is, I am free. Praise God, I'm free. Hallelujah, I am free. And I'm telling you something, I look like Jesus even when I don't.
Hallelujah, amen.
That's some scary talk. But I'm not afraid of saying it. If you're torturing your soul, your flesh, you're silly. Paul said, I have no confidence in it. So why are you putting confidence in it? That's what I want to know. Why are you carrying on about something that you're not supposed to have any confidence in? Here you are, we love your flesh. Oh, now you shouldn't have said that because I do have another scripture for that. Turn to Galatians chapter 6 and you know where I'm going, but let's slide into the base and get that little point there and let him not catch the ball. Galatians chapter 6. Oh boy, Paul wrote to you. Galatians 6:12. Look what he says. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh. Oh, don't you love the words?
Yes.
How many times have I tried to make a good showing in my flesh? How about you? How many times have I tried to prove I was a good man, a righteous man? And how much more righteous can you get than someone trying to keep the law? No, Paul was glad to say, the law, perfect. You arrogant, lying, hypocritical, religious creature. Consider the law perfect. I actually know what he meant, but I'm taking the other side. Okay, verse 12. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross. It's embarrassing when you say you're standing in grace and everyone says, you lie, you hypocrite, and you say, ha, 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 new creation, darling.
Amen.
New creation.
That's fantastic.
Amen.
You get persecuted for that in Christian circles.
Yes, you do.
They want you to pay.
Sure they do.
They want you to suffer.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's worse. They want you to prove you're repentant.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you ever tried to prove you're repentant? Yeah. You're a miserable-looking thing when you do that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand beating around people who are trying to prove they really repented. You are such a pathetic creature. Please stay away from me. I don't want to catch that thing.
Yeah, right. Good take.
Just to shut up and repent. Let's move on.
Hallelujah.
We won't bring it up again. You repented. Jesus said it 70 times a day. Just say, okay, let's go.
Amen.
You look at me suspiciously, I'm going to go with my religious finger. Now look at this. Here's verse 13. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law. So much for that. But, listen to this, folks. They desire to have you circumcised. Here we go. That they may glory in your flesh. Oh, God, I grew up in religion that gloried in one another's flesh to the glory of God, of course. In the name of Jesus, of course. Hallelujah for the cross, of course. But look how good I am. They are... These were Christians he was talking about, not just those sorry Jews saying go to hell. They'd already gotten the church.
Wow.
And the church members were getting influenced by them. They want to glory in your flesh. You know, it's so much easier to mix with people that everyone thinks is wonderful.
Yeah.
Randall never made a mistake. Oh, I... Hey, Randall's my friend. He's never made a mistake. You liar. I could tell him a few stories. No. Mum's the word. I'm telling you the truth, folks.
Yeah.
Now, we like to hear about this third-party scenario, but how about you glorying in your flesh? How about you wanting to make a fair show in the flesh and wanting us to appreciate what a good man you are, what a wonderful woman you are, and how righteous you are? I wouldn't do that, and I don't laugh at half-color situations, and I do this, and what for? What for? I'll tell you what embarrasses me. When I'm trying to enjoy the dance and you want me, let me be free.
Yeah.
Your measuring stick is in my flesh and not a new creation.
Hallelujah.
If churches preached the gospel of grace properly, you wouldn't be able to keep the people out.
Yeah.
They don't come to us, but they don't trust us and they don't trust themselves. And they want somebody to say, you're great, even when they aren't great. We were just laughing about that the other day. You know, I don't just need you to say I'm wonderful when I did something wonderful.
Yeah.
I need you to say I'm wonderful when I was the most stupid idiot you ever saw this week.
Yeah.
But that's when I need to know that more than ever before.
Yeah.
And you need to know you're a new creation more when you're in trouble than when you're sailing high.
That's right.
I'm talking about the dance. I'm talking about the fivefold confession. I'm saying our biggest and greatest, most powerful confession is I am free indeed. In every way.